10 years ago this month, the VA wait time scandal exploded, and the VA Medical Center in Phoenix was ground zero, where dozens of veterans reportedly died because they couldn't get access to care in enough time. And the Phoenix VA was accused of hiding veterans' appointment wait times by keeping secret lists. Discontent over VA red tape and the slowness of the system to take care of our vets spread around the country and led to a few different things, including the VA Mission Act, which made it the law that veterans are to be offered the option of community care if certain time frames for waits for care aren't met. So where do we stand 10 years later? Let's ask one of the VA whistleblowers from a decade ago, Paula Dean, a Navy vet who was a spokesperson for the Phoenix VA before helping to expose what the VA was up to. So, Paula, yes. It's always good to see you.
Likewise.
Yeah. Are things better? And if they are they good enough?
They're not good enough. It's kind of a mixed bag at this point in time. The wait times are still there. They're not as bad as they were in 2014, but they're still there. And what's happening is VA is primarily ignoring the Mission Act that we stood up and fought for. And that's concerning to many of us. A veteran who has to wait more than 25 days for primary care or specialty care or mental health care, they're supposed to be given the option of community care. And right now that isn't happening. They're trying to make community care the very last option for our nation's veterans. And the issue with this, Jim, is that our veterans, a lot of them don't have insurance. So they can't just, you know, vote with their feet and leave the VA. It's the only health care they have. And that's why this is important.
When it comes to veterans experiencing things like PTSD, you really can't wait more than 25 days for help, right?
You're so right, Jamie. You're so right. It's just, that's the whole thing is if you're delaying the care, you're denying the care. And we've got to make sure that they're getting it, whether it be at the VA, which is a great institution.
Wonderful doctors and nurses and...
And the staff, the number one reason when I was their PR director, I would tout the fact that people come to work for us because they care for our nation's veterans. They love to work for them. So we just need to fix this. We need to get together and fix this. And unfortunately, the Mission Act was set to do that, but the VA's ignoring it. Congress doesn't have the wherewithal to say, look, you're not upholding our law. Get to it. And so we're at this influx of, maybe we do, maybe we don't. You know, what are we doing?
It's not good. By the way, as it stands now, it's better. But you're talking wait times of between 20 to 59 days for primary care in the VA system here in Phoenix. And for mental health appointment, wait times range from 45 to 105 days.
So you can see they're not within that 25-day parameter.
Yeah.
That's just it.
So what needs to be done? What needs to be changed?
Well, there are a couple of legislative initiatives that are calling for full choice. That means a veteran can select whether they will use the VA or whether they will use community care at any point in time. And I think that's important because Senator John McCain was the first one that really called for that.
This whole wait time scandal.
He knew that we would probably need to get there. You know, and it's sad because had the VA worked and really stood with the Mission Act that we implemented in 2019, I was part of the team that implemented that. Mm-hmm. They took down the website we created. We mailed out 9 million brochures to let people know about this act and what we were doing. And now they've just backtracked on it.
Are U.S. senators and representatives listening to your concerns?
Yes. And, you know, the interesting thing is that I was talking to somebody yesterday and I said, I think what we need to do is get all of the legislative aides together because they were having issues at the same time we were reporting the issues, but nobody had pulled them all together so they could all collectively say, this really is an issue. Mm.
And I guess it really doesn't matter in the long run unless people get shuffled from one VA facility to another. Are people being held accountable for these wait times?
Well, not really. I mean, you know, it's the VA's doing what it can. It's gotten so much money and so much staffing. It's like, come on, really? I mean, if you compare them to TRICARE, which cares for our military, it's like TRICARE can get a patient in within 15 days and they get billions of dollars too. Why? What is the difference here? The Mission Act was aimed to fix the electronic medical record. Mm-hmm. That's billions in the hole. And, you know, Mayo has a beautiful electronic medical record. Why don't we just use that?
Yeah.
It's like, come on, you guys. There are ways to fix this. We just need to use common sense approaches. And the red tape is so thick. It's really like you can't even walk through it, let alone cut it.
Yeah. Wow. Paula, by the way, is going to be joined by a few other vets and people who are concerned about all of this at a special press conference today that will take place not very far away from the Phoenix VA hospital, talking about the current wait times. Once again, 20 to 59 days for Phoenix area VA facilities for primary care. That's how long it takes to get an appointment. And for mental health appointments, those waits range from 45 to 100 5 days. Thank you for staying on top of this, Paula.
Anytime, Jim.
Yeah,
Jamie,
thank you for your service to our country, and thanks you for your service to our veterans. You just continue
absolutely.
To serve. I love that.
Honored to be here.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.